Welcome to the iPod, a podcast series from Ophthalmology Times, where we engage with key opinion leaders about the latest innovations in the areas of surgery, clinical diagnosis, drug therapy, research, technology, or practice management. Our next episode features Dr. Aluba Tosin-Smith, a glaucoma specialist from the Associates of Texas in Dallas, Texas. She provides an update on optimization and surgical modifications of newer glaucoma surgeries. Based on her presentation from the 2021 Virtual Glaucoma 360 Conference held earlier this year. Take a listen.
So we're here today with Dr. Smith, who presented a talk called Optimization and Surgical Modifications of Newer Glaucoma Surgeries. Welcome to you, Dr. Smith.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Cheryl.
Sure. We wondered if you could talk a little bit about your talk, some highlights of your talk.
So we know that more and more so there are newer glaucoma procedures that are now available on the market. And we're having to do things slightly differently in making sure that we properly approach those procedures as well as optimize those procedures postoperatively to make sure we get the best outcomes.
So let's break it down a little bit. So what were some of the modifications that you found have needed to be made?
So looking at the patients, we could actually categorize them as preoperative, intraoperative, and then postoperative modifications. We're having to look more critically at patients in selecting the appropriate patients for the different procedures, whether it's a MIGS procedure or a MIGS plus or a laser procedure, just because we have more diverse options for surgery for some of these patients. And then in preparing the conjunctiva for some of those subconjunctival procedures, you know, taking the extra steps to make sure the eyelids and the conjunctiva is adequately prepped for the procedure is also very helpful. Then going on to the procedures themselves, there are some tips and tricks to making sure that you can perform the procedure to get the kind of outcomes you're looking for. I talked a little bit about something like intraoperatively looking at for an episcleral venous wave. And that helps to tell you that your collector channels are functional, ways of putting the eye stent in. If you're having a hard time, especially with a first generation stent, something that is not usual that people could do a mix on is like people who have chronic angle closure, where you can actually go in there and open up the angle and use a suture or a catheter to do a gap procedure to strip off trabecular meshwork. And then looking postoperatively, we have procedures like the Zen gel stent, for instance, where you may have to go in there and needle the patient, and you may need that for trabeculectomy, but we've always known that. And being able to be handy in that regard is helpful. And knowing when to actually go in there and modify the patient's surgery is also critical, not just knowing that you can do it, but also when. But ultimately, the use of steroids as well postoperatively help us to modulate the patient's tissue and help us get the kind of outcomes we're looking for. So it was a summary of starting pre-op, intra-op, and postoperatively looking at the patients and making sure we optimize our outcomes with some of these surgeries.
Is there any special advice or pearls that you might suggest for patients who encounter maybe a complex case or something along those lines with these modifications?
So I always tell the surgeons, first of all, you have to treat each patient as an individual. Set realistic outcomes for yourself. Look at the goals that you're trying to set in terms of pressure reduction for these patients. So if you're trying to get to a really low pressure in a patient with advanced disease, certain procedures may not be the optimal procedures for that particular patient. Then being aware that you need to optimize the patient's tissue or you may need to intervene and letting patients know ahead of time is also very helpful because then they work with you as you work through the process. Another thing I tell surgeons is, you know, find what works in your hands. We have lots of options available to us, and some people are good at everything, and others are not good at anything in particular. But some people have specific things that work really well in their hands, and it's important to stay with those things that work well for you.
And so what would you say is your take-home message for clinicians as they apply this in their day-to-day practice?
I want to say that the glaucoma paradigm is changing and it will only keep changing over time. I would say that we should be ready to learn new things. And as we learn new things, find those people around us that would either mentor us or hold us or carry us along as we try newer procedures. And we should be patient with ourselves as we do these procedures, making sure we find what works the best for us and ultimately works best for our patients.
Dr. Smith, thank you so very much.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the iPod. We hope you subscribe at iTunes and let us know what topics you'd like to hear more about. Stay connected by going to ophthalmologytimes.com, subscribing to our newsletter, and following us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. We'll see you next time.